bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, there is a new queen of Instagram, guys, and none of us really know who it is.
We all think it's someone that it's not.
Who do you think has the most followers on Instagram? Is this the most ever? Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, who has the most followers on Instagram in the whole world? It will surprise you.
It will. It surprised us because we had no clue.
I still don't know who it is.
This is a Triple Threat podcast.
Now, if I give you guys three people.
Yep.
Okay, and I know this doesn't particularly interest you. It's not a huge one.
This is not a thing for you, Jess.
But you will know these people, okay. So it's still interesting. If I give you three people's names, who do you think has the most Instagram followers?
I thought we were going to do, like, sex, marry, kill, that one. No.
Oh, we could do that as well.
Sorry. Yeah, okay, let's do that. Okay.
Because then I'm definitely interested.
Okay, well, for James, you answer who has the most Instagram followers, and Jess, you think about sex, marry, or kill.
Oh, why can't I do the sex, marry, kill as well?
Okay, you can both do both of them. Kim Kardashian.
Well, easy.
Yeah, I agree. Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift.
Ooh.
Okay.
Hold on, wait, are we doing the thing? Am I doing sex, marry, kill? Because that's all I'm thinking about.
Okay, do sex, marry, kill first. Just get it over and done with.
I would marry Tay Tay because she's a strong, independent woman. And then we could have our own separate lives, you know, but still be a married couple. No, I'm saying, and she could take care of me. Sugar mama.
Yep. And you would, obviously. You'd kill Kim.
Yeah, I think we're pretty soon. Do everybody a favor. So, and then do myself one, too.
I feel like that the Kardashians should have the most, but I don't think she does. So I'm going to go with Taylor Swift.
See, that's what. I was a bit unsure because when I was looking at this, I was thinking, we've discussed this off air. Mm. I can't stand Kardashians and I don't even want to type that name into Google.
No.
But she has less Twitter followers than Taylor Swift, which I thought was really interesting. I don't know why, but I was just...
Well, we always hope that there's more smart people in the world than not. So
smartness has prevailed in this
instance.
So Taylor Swift has 69.2... million Twitter followers, 69.2, and Kim Kardashian has 63.6.
So if anybody was going to have a 69 followers, you would have thought it'd be Kim Kardashian.
So that is, we'll just skim over that, 6 million less followers, which is actually quite a few if you think about it, 6 million. But surprisingly, Selena Gomez has the most. She has just overtaken Taylor Swift and has 69.4, so almost 70,000 Twitter followers.
Selena Gomez?
Now, I don't really know anything about Selena Gomez.
Wasn't she Justin Bieber? No, that's Vanessa Hudgens. I always get confused.
Oh my God,
I know this!
I don't even know where she's from.
She was Justin Bieber's girlfriend, and that's what brought her to prominence.
Yeah, she dated Justin Bieber.
Couldn't have been what made her...
Oh, she's a Disney star.
So she's from Disney movies.
Yeah. And she had that big song, Break Free.
Can you sing it?
Hang on, no. Talk about something else while I get it.
Okay, so she's from Disney movies. Maybe that's why I have no idea who she is. But I'm quickly Googling her.
She doesn't strike as someone that would garner more followers than
the other ones.
No,
that was Ariana Grande. They all look the same.
They're all the same person.
Do you know what's really funny? So I got the wrong person and James got the wrong person, but Jess is the only one that actually knows who she is.
But so maybe because they're all the same person, people just follow her by mistake thinking they're following Ariana Grande or Vanessa Hudgens.
Maybe.
So maybe she should only have a third of the followers because people confuse her as all three people.
Yeah, so she actually isn't the High School Musical girl.
No, she's only got a third of that followers, really.
Oh, okay.
People looking at it going, oh, geez, don't remember that.
So, and she's the person that's friends with Taylor Swift.
Now you're going too deep for me. I don't know that much about it.
Okay, so she's a Disney starlet. That's what we've gotten. She was in Wizards of Waverly Place.
That's not a thing.
I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, so interestingly, she has more than Kim Kardashian as well, which makes me really strangely happy. Because What do you think? Nah.
Any time that somebody beats her beats out a Kardashian. Or something, beats a Kardashian, yeah. Then I'm like, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
So this is Selena Gomez. We finally got there. Remember this?
Yeah, I wouldn't really call this like
a hit.
Oh, this was pretty big. It's with Zed. Banger. I love that song.
But that we couldn't even name that song compared to how many you could name of Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Oh no, that's true. Well, maybe Selena takes better photos. What is she taking photos of?
Well, there is a lot of photos that show her cleavage.
Oh, okay.
So,
and there we have it.
There we go.
Boom.
So she's into like really, really low V tops by the look of Instagram.
So am I now.
And yeah, lots of very low, whereas Taylor's probably not so much, but then I guess if you look at, Kim Kardashian, she's probably got the most of all.
She just has black bars.
Yeah. Yeah. But look, she's a stunning girl. She's gorgeous. So, I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
All right.
Whoever she is, good she's doing
you.
Well.
Good on you, Selena.
Or Vanessa.
Whoever you are.
Or Ariana. We don't
Ariana.
Actually know.
Whoever Ariana. You are, good job.
Cafe Latte Grande.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.